We're talking with Joel Bunyan, and Joel is the Associate Vice President in Quebec for the Nature Conservancy of Canada. So first of all, would you like to tell us about what is the Nature Conservancy?
Yes, well, that's a private charity. A charity is an organization that serves the good for the community, and our mission is to protect the nature. And the Nature Conservancy of Canada was established 55 years ago. It's the largest land trust. We call that a land trust. It's an organization that owns land, protects land all around the country. And in Quebec, we have more than 400 properties that have been protected over the last multiple decades. Mm-hmm. And every week, we work with landowners, and we work with supporters, with donors, that give us capacity to acquire and protect more land, more of our natural treasures.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, you have an important announcement to make to the people of the Eastern Township, so it's very exciting. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, well, we did recently acquire a property of 60 hectares. That's about a bit more than 150 acres. This is an area where we've been very active over the last 15 years. And there's more than 100 square kilometers of land that the Nature Conservancy protected through land donation, land acquisition, land purchase. And all of these land are all connected together. And it goes from the border and reach the Highway 10, if you know, and it goes even beyond the National Park of Hofford.
Okay.
So that property is, the property today, I'm just next to it. In fact, when I'm talking presently, it's a nice sunny and blue sky with a colorful forest, and it's located on the slope of the Mont Saint-Étienne in Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton.
Well, that's pretty exciting. So that is going to be a nature conservation reserve. So what will be happening on the property?
Well, the property is located in a wildlife corridor. Mm-hmm. It's really wildlife such as deer, moose in the area, even lynx. They travel north and south along those ridges of mountain, and that property is really in connection with that area. It was not protected from subdivision. It was vulnerable for that aspect, so wildlife would have been stopped and would have to go around and find new ways to connect with the from hill to hill. So now the property will be kept wild. There'll be some volunteers that will patrol. For the moment, there's no access or no facilities. Some others have, but that property will be there forever. And eventually, we may find value to have some public access, but it's really close to others where we have a trail.
Okay, so no trails for right now, but maybe sometime in the future.
Yes. In fact, we are just next to what we call the extension of the Long Trail. You might have heard about that. The Long Trail is a trail that has several hundred, 750 kilometers of trail all along the Green Mountains. The Green Mountains is the mountains that are bearing the state of Vermont, mm-hmm. Montagne Verte, and it extends north, and that trail in Quebec has a length of about 150 kilometers, and all along that trail, we protect land, and that's where we define our corridor, and so we're just next to it, so that trail is open to the public, and it provides great views over those mountains, and so it's kind of a lace of a long path that provides that for the people to understand more or less what it is, wildlife migration seasonally and also generation from generation. Wildlife moves, and hikers can have a chance to discover that long path.
Okay, so that's good news for the nature lovers and the wildlife, too.
In fact, we have acquired in the area over the last 15 years multiple properties. Mm-hmm. But this one is the most recent
right.
that we've acquired, mm-hmm. and we are grateful to both the partnership we have with the federal government. We have a grant agreement that is a leverage funding. So the federal government provides some funding as long as we are able to capture some other capacity from the community. So in fact, in support of that acquisition, we had supporters that were right within the municipality. Some others that were, like the Fondation Bassons du Québec, were supported by hunters. But some others that are even across from the border, we have three sources of funding, one from New York, one from Boston, two family-run foundations, and also the federal government of U.S. supported us for the value of the forest in terms of migratory birds, because the birds that are nesting there during the summer are in fact flying south during the winter. And we had the Family Foundation from Montreal also that supports. So all of those foundations, individual gifts, and governmental agencies supported that transaction. And that funding was matched thanks to the federal government. And we've been able to capture all of the money required to acquire that 60 hectares of natural forest.
Okay, that's really wonderful. Very exciting. Well, we wish you all the best on the project and really looking forward to hearing more in the future.
Well, thanks for you. Well, and we are very pleased with the interest Canadian and people across the country has for nature. We are, as you know, more than 55 years in the work of conservation, but this is a long engagement, and we are grateful to families and donors that support us from years to years and from generation to come. So thanks for making this available to everyone.
Well, thank you very much, and again, all the best. Very exciting news here in the townships. Bye.
Thank you.